Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 193, season 8. Today's date is January 21st, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I'm doing something unusual and off the subject, in a way. I will discuss the 55th anniversary of the television series Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. That was a comedy variety show that aired on NBC, which was WMEQ-TV Channel 5 in Chicago on Monday nights. And you're probably asking why I'm discussing this and why is it Chicago related? There are a couple reasons, and I will get to that in a moment, and I'll explain. Okay, and but right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this commercial is brought to you by Bold Detergent. And here's a commercial featuring one of the cast members of Laugh-In, is Joanne Worley. So I just love her. You know, I'll get to her in later on. So here's a commercial from 1967, 68. I think during when she was on Laugh-In, I think it was, or even before that. So here we go, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Red, I mean I've lost my head about red. The bold, bright, bright, red, red you get when you use bold. Bold brightens reds with a colorful shower of blue, white, and green, brightening power. Red, 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 red! I mean exactly what I said. Red, if you like red, you'll love bright red bold. I mean it's bold and so red!
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Bold Detergent with Joanne Worley. She is my absolute favorite. I'll get to her down the road and explain. Bold Detergent, that product's been around for quite a while. It's still being made. It has changed over the years. It was introduced in 1965, and let's see, and then there was Bold 3, remember that, and then in 1982, it was relaunched as the only combined detergent conditioner, like that. But it's changed over time. I remember the one detergent that I remember was Dash detergent. I don't know if it's still around. I haven't seen it. You know, there was, maybe there is. I don't know. I remember Oxidol. Do you remember Cold Power? There was All Temperature Cheer. There was Gain. There's a lot. There were a lot of them. Some are still around. Some are gone. I know Cold Power is gone. But I found out, I don't know if it's still made. I heard it was still made in Australia. I don't know if it's discontinued or not. Wow, we'll see. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about the 55th anniversary of the TV series Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And I explained why I'm going to talk about this. First off, it's my second favorite show of all time. First one is I Love Lucy. Number three is The Honeymooners. I think fourth is Bewitched, and fifth and sixth is probably Batman. Also, there's Gilligan's Island, and let's see, there was The Addams Family and The Munsters, and there's others. I have a lot of favorite TV shows. But I won't get into that. And when I was growing up in Chicago, in the South Shore neighborhood and on the South Side, we lived in an apartment on Colfax Avenue. And one day the TV was on. And on Monday nights at 7, I looked at the TV and I looked at the show, Laugh-In, and I was mesmerized. it was like, wow, what is this? And it was so colorful and it was fast and all these people doing it. I didn't understand what they were doing, but I got hooked on it. I really did. And I knew right away when the show was on. It was on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. And that debuted on January 22nd, 1968, which the anniversary falls tomorrow, and ended on, May of 1973. I don't know the exact date. Yeah, March 12th. So I remember watching the last seasons of that a little bit. I didn't watch it every week. So I remember a glimpse of the show, the cocktail party. They were dancing and the joke wall. I'll get to that. And also it's cast members, and they also made other made appearances on other television shows. I'll get to that too. So I'm going to start the history of the show. I won't go into much detail because that takes up too much time. Just very briefly on that, and now take it from there. Okay? So here we go. So Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, sometimes it was called Laugh-In. It was a sketch comedy TV program. And like I said before, it premiered on January 22nd, 1968, and ended March 12, 1973, and it was hosted by comedians Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, and they were a comedy act, and they performed at clubs, in Las Vegas. They did appear on other TV shows, like Dean Martin, Ed Sullivan Show. They had their own show in the summer of 1966. During that time. And they had a pilot. They did a pilot. It was a one-time special. It aired on September 9th, 1967. The first time I saw the pilot was a long time ago. I was in New York City. And I visited the Museum of Broadcasting over there. I forgot what street it was. And you go to the museum and you find old TV shows. You have them on tape, and well, you request it. And then I noticed they had the pilot for Laugh-In. I go, oh, I got to watch this. I had to watch. So the person who was in charge got me the tape, and I went to a, they got him in, you sit at a desk. And so I watched the pilot, and it was very bizarre because it was very different from, well, it was the same, but it was like, I think it was like, get the ball starting. Do you understand like that? And most of the cast members were there. Some were missing. I think, Gary Owens was not there, the announcer. Goldie Hawn was not there. She came later. And it was pretty good. It was funny. And so I enjoyed it. So I watched the pilot, and this was during my time when I worked at American Express Travel. I used to travel a lot, you know, to cities. And then one time I went to Los Angeles, and I went to Hollywood, and I stopped by at a bookstore. And this bookstore had a book on sale about the history of the show. Oh, I had to buy that book. I really did. The strange thing about this book is they had no pictures. It explains everything. I don't remember the author's name. I think it was Ralph Erickson. That's his name. And I still have the book. I love it. I've read the book at least 5 times. I can't put it down. I couldn't do that. And explained the how Laugh-In was born and how they got all the cast members, how Rowan and Martin, you know, got together. And so I'll explain how this show came to be. Most of the influences were like these there was a comedy duo. They were Olsen and Johnson, and they were on a Broadway show called Hell's a Poppin'. And then they got it from a comedian, Ernie Kovacs. You know, he had a TV show in the early 60s. And also there was a TV show called That Was the Week That Was. It was like a satire. It was a new, so they got that. And most of the gags and the jokes were rapid fires, you know, and it was like they say a joke in a moment, then they're gone. And then, you know, there's another joke coming. So most of the gags and sketches were political and contained sexual innuendo, you know, like hidden messages like that. And Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, their act was mostly Dan Rowan was the straight guy and Dick Martin was the dumb guy, you know, like Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, like that. And they were great. They were a wonderful duo. I enjoyed them watching it. I've seen clips of them on YouTube before laughing. And in the beginning of the show, they did their act, and they go to the cocktail party. But, you know, a lot of people older than me will remember when the show started, they showed the NBC Peacock. And then they start rolling in the jokes and the sketches. The way they filmed them is like, I'm not sure exactly. They film sketches and bits and pieces of that. So everyone in the cast didn't see each other, really. And they filmed it like all day long. It was a long day for them. And then the producers and the directors and people in charge, they edited everything and then they spliced it up. And this is like before MTV. Like that. And that was very innovative and groundbreaking. Nothing like that was ever done before, except on Ernie Kovacs. He did that as well. I didn't say Laughing was the first. I don't think so. Okay. And then, like I said before, then Rowan and Martin would do their nightclub act, you know, they did, and then they go to the cocktail party. And the cocktail party is like, they would start dancing, drinking. I don't know if it's real booze. So, and then they would say a joke or they would talk about something that was very relevant that day, about drug culture, politics. It was the Vietnam War, race relations. You know, but not they don't make a message out of them. That's not what they did. They just did that, and then it made it funny, and that's what was endearing about the show. And each of the cast members said something at least once or twice. They would do that. Sometimes the cast members were in costume, and they said that. I'll get to that as well. Explain, and then you would see these blurbs. And in front of it, of the screen. One time they showed that help! I'm held hostage at a TV station, and a lot of people called in. They thought it was real, but it really wasn't. I think the police came to the studio in Burbank, you know, beautiful downtown Burbank, and they thought it was real. Hostage situation? No, it wasn't. It wasn't like that. Oh boy. And then they have these cameo of famous celebrities, mostly television movies. They had John Wayne. They had Sammy Davis Jr., Zsa Gabor, all famous people like that. Carol Channing, Dinah Shore. They would pop up, you know, and they would say something. The first show that aired was... Rowan and Martin's Laughing replaced The Man from U.N.C.L.E. That was the spy show. I love that show very, by the way. And they had Alexander Waverly I think that's what's his name, from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He was on, and he says, I just found the headquarters for Thrush. I think it's, I don't know if it's Waverly. I forgot his name. That was by played by Leo G. Carroll. I think Alexander Waverly is from Christmas in Connecticut. I guess it's the same. I'm not sure. Anyway, so they had I remember Barbara Feldon was in a few shows and all that. So that was fun. That was great. Like that. Let's see. But it premiered very well. It was opposite The Lucy Show, because The Lucy Show, starring Lucille Ball, was number one. And it made a dent in the ratings. That's great. You know, that's wonderful it did that. And let's see. Yeah, his name is, okay, about Leo G. Carroll's character, his name was Alexander Waverly. Yeah, I just want to correct myself like that. Okay. Let's see what else. Then they had did some sketches, and also they did the Mod World, and they touched on a subject of everyday life, like insurance, crime, pollution. They did one for smoking, which was very popular. That was big back then. He also did Christmas, you know, holidays, whatever's going on in the world, you know. And they had the women in bikinis, and they had tattoos all over their bodies. All the women did that, except Lily Tomlin. I never saw her do that. And the women complained about that because it was, like, painted and it smelled, and a lot of people stayed away from them. They didn't want to go near them. You know, Goldie Hawn did the most of that, which, by the way, in the first season, she appeared, probably the fourth season. I'll go down to the cast members in a moment. And let's see. After that, then they did Laughing Looks in the News. And they had all the women dancing in different costumes and saying, what's the news across the nation? You can get this out of your head. And then they introduced Dan Rowan, and then he introduces Dick Martin, just like The Tonight Show with Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson. And then Dick Martin would read a few news items, and then he would say, take it away, Goldie. And then Goldie would make mistakes, she'll botch everything up, and then then she laughs herself silly. That's what's so endearing about that. And then Dan Rowan said more in the news, and then they have the sports and... which was Big Al, which was Alan Seuss. It was funny like that. So they did that every week, you know that. And then and then there was more sketches, more like that. I would get to, I wouldn't go in more detail about that, the sketches, the types, and the trade, and the catchphrases, and the trademarks of that. And then at the end of the show, they had the joke wall. And all the celebrities went behind the joke wall. They would open the door and say a joke. Sometimes they weren't that funny, but some were cute and all that. And then more sketches would come. And then at the end of the show, they would show a guy on a tricycle wearing a raincoat. He would ride a tricycle, and then he would bump into something or ride real fast, and he'd fall down. According to some sources, that would have been R.D. Johnson or Alan Seuss, or I think, well, Ruth Buzzi said it could have been all of them. They were writing. I don't know. I'm not sure. And they were writing that. Some people think it's silly, but I think it was hilarious. And then they would keep going, and then the credits would roll the anchor during the joke wall. And then, you know, of course, they show more sketches, and then the tricycle fall, the man and the tricycle falling down, and then you hear one clap at the end, you know, like that. And that was that. Okay. All right. So right now I'm going to play, this is part of the show, and of Laugh-In. So it features Artie Johnson, Gary Owens, and also Joanne Worley. And this is from the first season. So sit back and enjoy. And it's hilarious. So thank you, everyone.
Now, I know you fellas have had a rough time in the first half, but let's go out there and win this one for the Yom Kippur.
At that very moment, in another part of town. That, of course, was the delightful Helen 12 Trees. And turning another musical page in our album of memories, here is the delightful Lamont Cranston.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that little thing. That was funny. I like that. The show was created by George Schlatter. I can't pronounce his name very well. He's still with us. He's 90 years old. He's 90 years old. Oh, my God. He's still around. And he was the producer, the creator, the director of the show. And he worked with Roland and Martin together. Until the sixth season, they had there was some turmoil. I won't go into that. Maybe later. We'll see. And right now, I will talk about the cast members. And let's see what we got. So here we go. On season one, we have Judy Carn. That was a Sakatumi girl. The Sakatumi was hilarious at the time. She got hit by water, a board. She fell through a trap door. And let's see what other things are. But it may be rice to you, but it's sake to me, the rest. I like that one. That's hilarious. One time the girls threw a wedding shower, but she wasn't getting married, but they turned on the shower and she got wet. She got abused a lot, like that. I will talk about each cast member, later on. And then, like I said, in season one, we had Judy Carn, we have Artie Johnson. He played Wolfgang, the Nazi. I forgot to mention he was at the end of the show every time in his when he's behind a bush and says, "Very interesting, but stupid." sometimes you have a guest star there, and they dress in Nazis. it's hilarious like that. Also, Eileen Brennan was on the show briefly. She was there. Her and Goldie Hawn were together in the movie, 1980 movie, Private Benjamin, together. I love the movie. It was funny. Also, you have Henry Gibson. He was the poet. He would talk about a subject. And he would carry a big flower and recite a poem. Flip Wilson made appearances before he made his own show in 1970. He was hilarious. I loved him. And then Goldie Hawn came later. She came later. And Larry Hovis from Hogan's Heroes. He appeared on the show and also in Hogan's Heroes at the same time. He came back in the fifth season. I'll get to that. There was also cast member Roddy Maud Roxby, and he's still alive to this day, and he was the one that first played the judge, for Here Comes the Judge, but they didn't see Here Comes the Judge. It was Sammy Davis Jr. I'll get to that. Him, of course. We have Joanne Worley. Oh, wonderful. She is my all-time favorite. She is hilarious. She's beautiful. And she sings. She screams. When you look at her, you start laughing. And she gets... It's just hilarious. she would talk about her boyfriend, Boris, and all that. And the dresses she wore and the hair and all that. Very talented lady. Very funny. And it was also the first appearance of Tiny Tim, the singer who sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And I think people have seen it, or if you watch it on YouTube, when he first appeared, he starts singing a song with next to Dick Martin, and he made those faces at him. He's like, what is that? He's come back to the show a few times, but it was, I don't know who discovered him, but he was a real oddball. He seemed like a nice man, but so he's banging on the ukulele singing that song. Like that. Season two, everyone came back except Eileen Brennan and Larry Hovis. But they added some other cast members. There was Alan Seuss, Big Al. Oh, she's funny. Also, Chelsea Brown. She's from Chicago. And she was African-American actress, and also Sweet Brother Dick Whittington. He was on there briefly. He's a DJ, and he's still alive to this day. Also, the Fun Couple with Charlie Burrell and Mitzi McCall, they're both still around. They didn't do very well on the show, so they got dropped. Also, they got Pigmeat Martin. He was a comedian, a black comedian, and he's the one that introduced Here Comes the Judge. And I think they got that from... That's where Sammy Davis Jr. got that, when he wore the white wig and the robe, and he goes, "Here come the judge! Here come the judge!" It's hilarious, like that. And he would hit him like that. Also, let's see. They have Byron Gilliam. He became a cast member in season three, but he was a dancer. And Barbie Benton. You remember her? She was a playmate, Playboy playmate. Also, Hugh Hefner's girlfriend at one time. She was on the show, but she was a dancer like that. Now, season two was the most popular of all, really, because that's when the show really, really got going. And it was wonderful. And also, the first episode of the season was a classic. They did the Sakatumi. Everyone got socked by any means, lightning, water, ping pong balls. And then at the end, Judy Carn got socked to me. She got hit by all kinds of stuff. And then they showed Richard Nixon, and he was president at the time. He was there. I think, according to Ruth Buzzi, she said that they called him, and he was filmed in the studio. I don't think the cast members met him or saw him, and he just filmed, and he said, "Sock it to me." That was classic. And I think that, according to sources, that helped him got it elected. I think when they filmed that, he was running. So that episode is a classic, of course. Okay, and then we got season three. Also, I forgot about Dave Madden. Yeah, he was in season two. He's famous for Reuben Kincaid on The Partridge Family, which I loved. I loved him in that. He was frustrated, and because of Danny Partridge. So that was his most famous role. He left the show in season two. Also, Chelsea Brown and the... Yeah, they were gone. And then they added more people. Judy Carn was there halfway. She didn't renew her contract, and she left. She became very, very popular. And then she started a Broadway show. But, it was short-lived. And then she started another TV shows, game shows. But she had personal problems, drug abuse. That's what she was in the news about, is about her life. Like that. She was also famous for being Burt Reynolds' ex-wife, and they were married at the time. And she passed away in 1990. When did she? 2014. Yeah, that's when she passed away. That's a shame. She was cute. I liked her. Yeah, all the cast members came back except the ones I mentioned. Also, they added Teresa Graves, Jeremy Lloyd, and Pamela Rogers. Now and then, Byron Gilliam, the dancer. And Teresa Graves, we all know her from Get Christy Love. She was a cop It was I love that show. I remember that. They showed some, there was one episode where they had six of the cast members of Laughing. You know, and they showcased that. Of course, I forgot about Gary Owens. And he was, saying all kinds of nonsense. And he had his hand over the ear. And he would introduce the cast members. He was there all six seasons. He was there all through that. Okay. And Jeremy Lloyd was a actor from England. I think then we have Pamela Rogers. She starred in she was also in the movie The Maltese Bippy with Rowan and Martin. I've seen the movie once. It was okay. Not that great. I don't know how well it did in the box office, but I don't know. I think she was in the movie. And a lot of people ask, where is she? You know, a lot of, on my Facebook group. Where is she? And we can't, nobody knows where she's located. Someone asked Ruth Buzzy recently, where is she? She says, I don't know. I don't know where she is. She just disappeared because she did some acting. And then up to 1972, she was on Love American Style and other TV shows. Gone. She just disappeared from the face of the earth. Then you had Stu Gilliam. He was a comedian. He was there for, you know, sporadically. And also they had Johnny Brown. He was there for two episodes. He's famous for Bookman on Good Times, which he was hilarious. I liked that. He was great. He did impersonations of Alfred Hitchcock, Ed Sullivan, characters from Amos and Andy. He did Ralph Cramden from The Honeymooners. That was on season four. But the most famous person that was introduced was Lily Tomlin. She appeared on, her first appearance was December 29th, 1969. And that's when Ernestine, the telephone operator, appeared. And that was one of my favorites. She is hilarious in that show. Oh, she did Edith Ann. That was introduced later. Susie, the sorority sister. She did that, and it's so funny. Her career just took off like that. The funny story about her is she was hired and then fired, and then they brought her back. You know, it's complicated like that. Season three became very popular. Most of the things remained. The joke wall, the cocktail party. Laughing looks in the news. They did the dancing, then in season four, everything changed. Most of the cast members left. And Goldie Hawn, Joanne Worley, and Judy Carn, she left before. And then later on, halfway was Henry Gibson. He was gone. And but the others remained, and the others from season three stayed, like for example Lily Tomlin and Johnny Brown, and I forgot who else. I think that's it. And they introduced some new cast members, and it looked different, and it wasn't the same. It was still funny, but they changed some things around. That's what happens when you have a hit show. Producers and directors like to tamper with it and make it better. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, it depends. You know, sometimes you can't strike lightning twice. So the cast members that were added were Dennis Allen. He was a real skinny guy. He was funny. I liked him. Nancy Phillips. She was in there halfway the show. Interesting enough, she was on Facebook for a while. Yeah, I found her. But she passed away a few years ago. Yeah, I didn't know that. You know, she was not acting much. I don't know what she did. Also, there was Barbara Sharma. She was funny, and she's famous for Myrna Morgenstein on Rhoda. Also, you have Ann Elder. Well, that's about it. So, and then sometimes Teresa Graves made a few appearances like that. And one of the most famous episodes in season four was the Halloween episode featuring Orson Welles. Now, that was hilarious. I like that. He did an old, and they, it was hilarious. Like that. The ratings nosedive. So, from when the show started, they tried to beat the Lucy show, and they almost did. But then when season two came, it was the number one show for two seasons, season two, season three. And they knocked Lucy, with, actually, it's Here's Lucy. She started with her children. And they knocked it off the number one spot, and they did that. And then when season four came, the ratings fell, and then Here's Lucy went back up again. Like that. Incidentally, Dizzy Arnaz Sr. appeared on the show, her, Lucy's ex-husband, like that. And then season five came, and let's see. Most of the cast members came back, except Nancy Phillips. But they added two more. Oh, no, actually three. They added Larry Hovis and Richard Dawson from Hogan's Heroes. Hogan's Heroes ended in 1971, and they came. And they, those guys were funny. They were very good, like that. They changed some things a little bit, but the cocktail party was still there. There was dancing. The joke wall is still there. And the sketches and all that. Everything, the mod world, that kind of waned down a bit. But the Sakatumi wasn't there anymore. I'll get to the catchphrases in a moment. For their 100th anniversary, they got most of the cast members back. Everyone came back, except Goldie Hawn. They did ask her to come back, but she declined. She says, it's like going back to kindergarten. I don't want to go back. But I wish she did. It would have been wonderful and endearing and hilarious. Excuse me. And they brought Tiny Tim, and the guest star was John Wayne, and that's a classic. It really does. And so you had the old cast members and the new cast members through that episode. It was very special. Okay. Also in the cast was Moosey Dreyer. He was a child actor. He's famous for on the Bob Newhart show. He played Bill Daly's son. What was his name? Howie Morton. I think that's his name. I forgot his character's name. Yeah, but he played his son, which he is a member of my group on Facebook. That's kind of cool. It really is. Also, Ruth Buzzy is in there as well. I'll get to that later on. Okay, and then season six, it changed drastically. Alan Seuss was gone, Johnny Brown, Ann Elder, Barbara Schaumer, Larry Hovis, all the cast members were gone. Excuse me, drink some water. So the only ones that returned was Lily Tomlin, Dennis Allen, and Richard Dawson, and of course, Moosey Dreyer. And the new Lily Tomlin didn't appear much in the last season. There was something going on, but because she wanted to go, she did some TV specials, or there was some friction with the producers or the directors, so she was there. But she was there about half of them. So the rest of the cast members were Todd Bass. He's another little boy. He would do the news with Moosey Dreyer. I found him on LinkedIn. I think it was him. He lives in Denver, Colorado. I don't know if he's on Facebook. I'm not sure. Then you have Patty Deutsch. She used to be on Match Game a lot. She was funny. Also, Sarah Kennedy. She was like Goldie Hawn. Then you have Judd Strunk. He was a singer. His famous song was Daisy a Day. It's a good song. Also, Donna Jean Young, Brian Bressler. He was a comedian from Canada. He was only there for just 10 episodes. Then you have Lisa Ferringer. She was an actress, and not all the cast members appeared. One person was Willie Tyler and Lester, ventriloquist act. Yeah, and they were African. He was an African American, very talented, very funny. He was like a black Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy. They were hilarious, and he's still alive, and he still is still performing. I don't know if he's a member of the group, but I don't know if he's aware of the Facebook group. But I do post. He does post on Facebook, and I do share it on the group. And so the ratings took a real nosedive, and let's see. And Joanne Worley returned and appeared a few episodes, so that helped. And then I remember watching the last season in Chicago. I remember seeing that it was and. And then it ended, and it went into sort of TV oblivion like that. Okay. And a lot of guest stars appeared in the show. Of course, it was Jack Benny, Johnny Carson, Carol Channing, Tony Curtis, Sammy Davis Jr. Of course, here comes the judge, Phyllis Diller, Barbara Feldon, Peter Lawford, Rich Little, he appeared. There was, of course, John Wayne, Flip Wilson, and also Henny Youngman. They did that. That's funny. Okay, when I come back, I will talk about the catchphrases and the characters. Okay, so I'll be right back, everyone. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back just for a brief moment. Right now, I'm going to talk about the sketches and the catchphrases. Of course, the first one was "Sock It to Me" by Judy Carn, and they got that from George Shatler's wife. She got that from the song "Respect" from Aretha Franklin. You know, she used to sing that song "Sock It to Me, Sock It to Me, Sock It to Me," like that, and a lot of people got hit as well, but mostly it's her every week when she was on the show. Also, we have the Farkle family. they had Frank Farkle, that's played by Dan Rowan, and almost all the cast dress up in red wigs and glasses and freckles and wore these, these funny pants, except Joanne Worley. She played the wife, Fanny Farkle. And then when she left the show, Barbara Sharma and Patty Deutsch took over her role. Let's see. Then you have Goldie Hawn. She played Sparkle Farkle. Art Johnson will play Frank Farkle the fourth, and Ruth Buzzy will play Flicker Farkle. She always say hi. And Simon and Garfunkel was played by Teresa Graves and Pamela Rogers in the third season, and Johnny Brown and Dennis Allen played in the fourth. And of course, Dick Martin played Fred Burfell, and he dressed. The funny thing is, he looked like the kids, so you can figure out what was going on. And he was his good friend and trusted neighbor. And that is hilarious. You know, it looks so nerdy, but it's funny. Also, next up, we have Here Comes the Judge. Roddy Maude Roxby played the stuffy. He played the, I'm sorry, he played the judge, but he didn't say here come the judge, but he would, someone would insult the judge, and he would hit him with the inflatable gavel and hit him on the head. And then, of course, they brought in Sammy Davis Jr. and also Pig Meat Martin. He's the one who came up with the catchphrase. Also, Laughing Looks at the News. They did that. Also, in the beginning of the show, they had New Talent Time, and they introduced Tiny Tim. Also, Paul Winchell, the ventriloquist. He would, Jerry Mahoney. And also, Artie Johnson's character, Pyotr Rozmenko. He came back, he broke from the Iron Curtain. He talked in a Russian accent, speaking gibberish. Also, they had Murray Langston. He was famous for the Unknown Comic on the Gong Show. Okay. Also, they had the Flying Fickle Finger of Fate Award. they would recognize dubious achievements by individuals and institutions like that. And it was a left-handed mounted on a trophy with the extended index finger adorned with two small wings. It was like that. And sometimes, let's see what else. Let's see, what do we got here? They had a lot of catchphrases. They also did Robot Theater with Judy Carn and Henry Gibson. You remember that? Let's see, I'll go through quickly. Dan Brown also did a character. He was General Bull Wright. And he wore this, I don't know, Admiral's military outfit, you know, like that. Also, Dick Martin also played Leonard Swizzle of the Swizzles with Ruth Buzzy. They did a drunk deck. They did it. And there we go. And then Artie Johnson did a few characters. He did Wolfgang, the German soldier that appeared mostly at the end of the show, and he would say, "Very interesting." You know, he appeared on the bush. Sometimes in the middle, he did the show. If there was a sketch play, he would say, "Very interesting, but stupid." And at the end, he would say, "Good night, Lucy." Or he would talk about Gunsmoke, because those shows were opposite Laugh-In. They did that. One of his other famous characters, the other ones were, like I mentioned before, Pyotr Rozmenko, the Russian man who broke through the Iron Curtain at the time. Also, Rabbi Shankar, he would say some wisdom. He would hold up a peace sign, he would say that. And then he also did the guy who rode the tricycle falling down. It could have been him. And he also did the Scandinavian storyteller. He would spoke gibberish in Scandinavian, and he would do knock-knock jokes with that. But his famous role of all is Tyrone F. Hornine, and he played the dirty old man. And according to Artie Johnson, he based that on a person in Chicago that was in a park, and he was looking at people like that. And the sketch was always, it was Ruth Buzzy. She played Gladys Ormfrey, and she wore atrocious hair net, saggy stockings, and a very ugly dress, you know. And then he would come over and say kinds of gibberish, and then he would try to, you know, he would try to seduce her, and he would say stuff like that. And then she would he would hit the cane on the floor, and then she would come, you know, going at the end of the seat. And he would say something, and she would take her purse and hit him on the head about three times. And then he would just collapse and fall on the floor. And the most famous one is a lot of people repeat that. And he would ask Gladys, "Do you believe in the hereafter?" And Gladys would say, "Oh, of course I do." And then Tyrone would say, "Well, you know what I'm here after." And then the audience went crazy, and it was hilarious. I loved it. I really do. Besides Gladys Ormfrey, Ruth Buzzy did the Doris Swizzle. She was paired with Dick Martin. They were both barflies. She did Agnes Gooch. She was a friendly hooker. Very busty. She did Busy Buzzy. She was like a head of Hollywood gossip columnist. She did that. Also did Catherine Pullman. That was based on a televangelist Catherine Kuhlman. She did that. She did that later on in the show. Henry Gibson did the poet. You know, he was, let's say he would talk about Kangaroos by Henry Gibson. He would hold a big flower. Also, he was a priest, a parson. He would dress in a priest's outfit. Also, he married Tyrone and Gladys. That was in the third season. They did a few episodes on that, and then they just didn't go through with it. A lot, I think, that ruined it. You know, But it continued for a while. And then Artie Johnson left the show in the fourth season, after the fourth season. And then Gladys would hit famous people like Christopher Columbus or any famous historical men like that. Goldie Hawn was giggling all the time, you know, with the news of the future. And she would say some dumb things, you know, like that. And let's see, of course. Right now, I'm going to play the introduction of Laughing. Well, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to do that. Let me finish here. First off, we'll talk about Lily Tomlin. She was Ernestine, the telephone operator, famous as Ron Ring-a-Diggy. She would dial the phone with her middle finger, flipping the bird like that. And she would contact, you know, Frank Sinatra or the White House or, you know, Richard Nixon. Also, she played Edith Ann. You know, she would be a little girl sitting in a big rocking chair, and she would say, "That's the truth," and blows a raspberry like this. Also, she played the tasteful lady. Her name was Mrs. Earborn, and she would say she was like a society matron. She got socked too, you know, with Sakatumi. She got water thrown on her. She fell from the trap door. She played Dottie, the crass and rude grocery checker. She played Lula, a boisterous woman with a big white wig. Also, she did Susie the Sorority, the Sign of the Majority. And she was like, and she would say, "Raw," like that. And she was the babbler, you know, Lily Tomlin would babble, you know, like that. Of course, Judy Carne did the Sakatumi. She also did Robot Theater. She did Super Witch very briefly. Joanne Worley would sing and say, "Boring." I like that. And the chicken jokes. Who can forget the chicken jokes? Oh, it's hilarious. One time she was with Dan and Dick, and they were talking about, you didn't get about the socket to me. At least they were in chicken jokes, and a pile of rubber chickens fell on them. It's hilarious. Okay, and we have Big Alan Seuss, who played Big Al. He would do the sports, and he would do the feature. He would ring a little bell and say, "Oh," he calls it, "Oh, that tinkle." And he also did Uncle Al. He did like a kiddie show host, and he would be a hangover, and you know, it's Uncle Al like that. It's hilarious. It's funny. And let's see what else. When Joanne Worley left, he would dress and drag as her. it's so funny. One time they appeared together like that. It was funny. Okay, and let's see what else. Jeremy Lloyd was a short character, like a Toulouse track. He did that. Pamela Rogers did Your Man in Washington. She wasn't a man. Barbara Shummer did the Meter Maid, and she would dance and give tickets to everything and everybody, like that. Of course, Johnny Brown did impersonations of Ed Sullivan, Alfred Hitchcock, Ralph Cramden, Kingfish from Amos and Andy. He did that. When Richard Dawson did the show, he did W.C. Fields, Groucho Marx, and he played Hawkins the butler. He would dress like he would start permission to, and then he would just hit his forehead and he'd fall down on the floor like that. Yeah, okay. Right now, I'm going to play the introduction of Laughing. This special introduction is when, this is the first show I watched when it came into reruns in 1983. I will explain that after I play this. So just sit back and listen, everyone. Thank you.
Toy boat.
I don't want to say anything, Goldie, but I think your toy boat was just sunk by a U-boat. What you laugh at? You don't
know
what
is a saying. U-boat?
That's no U-boat, that's my boat.
You got me. From the School of Animal Husbandry and Marriage Counseling in beautiful downtown Burbank, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, starring Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, with special guest star James Garner, and special regulars Marty Johnson, with Ruth Fuzzy, Henry Gibson, Goldie Hawn, Alan Shue, Joanne Welkley. Joanne Whirly, Whirly. Teresa Graves. Pamela Rogers. Jeremy Lloyd. Lily Tomlin. And Stu Gillum. And me, I'm Gary Owen, friend of Ferd, Frank, and the Farkle family.
Fester, that's Festus. And me, I'm Ferd Burfel.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the introduction of one of the shows. Before I get started about why I chose this introduction, let me say a few more catchphrases that I failed to mention. We have looked that up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. That was the encyclopedias. I don't think they're published anymore, but they were. And it was also a dictionary, too. Also, you have You Bet Your Sweet Bippy. Also, Ring My Chimes. Remember that. Beautiful Downtown Burbank. One Ringy Dingy, Two Ringy Dingies. Gracious Good Afternoon. That's how, you know, Ernestine used to do that. Lily Tomlin's character. Glass would say, I just want to swing. And was that another chicken joke? That was Joanne Whirly. So, of course, Sakatumi. Blow it in my ear and I'll follow you anywhere. No, that's a no-no. Also, Morgul the Friendly Drell. That was like he's like a pink snowman, abominable snowman character. He was introduced in the second episode, but he didn't do very well. But he was mentioned for the rest of the series by Gary Owens. When we have Warner Walnetto, Here Comes the Judge, very interesting, and that's the truth, like that. Go to your room. he pushed me, that's what Alan Sue says. Oh, that Henny Youngman, and how does that grab you? All these catchphrases, like that. Well, I'll drink to that, and Dick Martin used to say that all the time, and he says, I did not know that. And also, I forgot to mention at the end of the show, they would do Good Night, Dick. And all the cast members and the guest star and the cameos would say that at the end. They say, Good night, Dick. Good night, Dick. Who's Dick? And then they did, I think I've got it too. And people will start scratching for no reason like that. Okay, so right now, the reason I played the introduction of that that you just heard, Laugh-In, after it went off the air in 1973, it was never syndicated. They never brought it back. And I often wonder why. I'm waiting to see the reruns. Why won't they bring it back? You know, almost I gave up. Then in 1983, 10 years later, they did. They brought it back in syndication. But it was heavily edited. And the funny thing, in Chicago, they aired it at 3 o'clock in the morning. And like, oh my God, why did they do that? Why didn't they air it in the evening? You know, and that was bizarre. So luckily, I had a VCR and I recorded it. I did that. Sometimes I stayed up late because I was going to school at the time. I was going to DeVry Institute of Technology. And I stayed up late studying for exams, and then I would watch the show. Luckily, I recorded on my VCR, and I watched the show. And the first time, the first show I watched was that introduction with guest star James Garner. And I saw it, and it was like, wow, this is beautiful. It was funny. It was great. You know, all the familiar cast members were there, all the catchphrases, and oh, I couldn't wait. I wanted more. So I taped it every day, and that lasted about a year, maybe two. I think a year. And then aired on WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, like I mentioned before. Then they brought it back on Nick at Night. And let's see. And then they it aired on 1987. No, not 1987. Excuse me. They aired in the late 80s. Yeah, something like that. I don't remember exactly. And then aired for about 3 years. It was still the same syndicated reruns. And then they brought it back on a cable channel called Trio. I don't think it's there anymore. And it was the full episodes, but I didn't have that cable channel at the time. And then they started bringing it back on Decades, and they aired like two episodes like that. And let's see. Yeah, so that started in 2016 in September. With everything in it, they ran through the entire six seasons. So you get to watch the sixth season, which was rarely shown like that. And then now it's available on Amazon Prime, on Tubi, and also Freevee. That's IMDb. Yeah, they changed that. So you can watch the show. Also, it was released on DVD. And it was first released in 2003, and they released some certain episodes. I got that. And also they did not a mail order. They did that like on those infomercials where you get some certain episodes like that. Let's see what else. And then now Time Life released a complete series on DVD on June 19, 2017. Oh, I was excited. I can't wait to buy it. I wanted to buy it. It was complete, uncut, restored, remastered, and came with a 32-page book. There's a Facebook page on Facebook. I think it was the Time Life one. And they were having a contest to receive this complete series for free, if you would say a comment or something. And I did, and I told him, my name is Pika Stanis. I'm the admin of the Rowan and Martin's Laughing Facebook group. And I love the series, you know, I would love to get that. And you know, believe it or not, I won. And I got the series free. And they shipped it to me. Oh, that was wonderful. And I told him, thank you. And I appreciate what you did. And so that was cool. Like that. So I got it and I watched the show from the beginning to the end, from the pilot to the last season. I watched it twice. I want to rewatch it again. So that was a dream come true. That really was. Also, there was merchandise, you know, for Laughing. They did, you know, they had restaurants, like for example, Chain of Laughing restaurants. They had menu items, had Bippy Burgers. Is that a chicken joke? Chicken. Fickle Finger of Fate fries and Beautiful Downtown Burbank Burgers. And on and on and on like that. And let's see. So they were, and also they had a Laughing magazine. It was published for 1 year. First published in October 1968. Lasted through October 1969. And those are collector's items. They were funny like that. They also had Laughing trading cards from the Topps Company. They did that. They had a Laughing Viewmaster. Remember those? They had that. I saw that. I think they had a, one time I was at Woolworths at Fort City Mall, and there was an unopened Viewmaster, and they had the Laughing one, and then I looked into it and I saw it. Oh, it was kind of cool. I should have bought it, but I didn't. And let's see what else. Oh, they had a spinoff series called Letters to Laughing. That aired in the daytime, and it was hosted by Gary Owens. And cast members were on the show, and they would read letters, you know, sent by viewers, and, you know, and they would read that. I think this was the first time Judy Kern and Lily Tomlin were on the show together. I think it was. I'm not sure. I think that's what they met on the fourth season of the 100th episode. The funny thing was, some of the cast members appeared on an episode of I Dream of Jeannie that aired on February 1969. And they wanted Jeannie to be on the show because George Schlatter and Gary Owens saw her in her costume. And the other cast members were Artie Johnson and Judy Carnes. So that's a famous episode. It's a classic like that. Okay. And so as I close the show, it's a classic episode, a classic show. It's groundbreaking. I love it. You know, the funny thing, not the funny thing, you see the fashions, you know, what the women wore. And, you know, this was in the late 60s. And all the catchphrases and all the topical subjects, you know, all the subjects they talk about. It's one of a kind. It really is. And I have a Facebook group. It's called the Official Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In Facebook group. I've had it for a few years. Ruth Buzzi is a member. I think Goldie Hawn's aware of it. I think Lily Tomlin as well. I don't know if they're member. I don't know. I don't know if they have profiles. I think they have pages, but I know they're aware of that. Also, Moosey Dreyer is a member of the group. I'm glad he came. Also, there are a couple of people behind the scenes. There's a couple of them. There are members of that, and they provided photos and stories of that. That's wonderful. It's amazing. And people post almost every day, and I add people there. So it's kind of cool like that. Okay. So that's the end of the show. Well, it's a long show. I apologize for that. So I talk about the 55th anniversary of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In that aired on NBC, also in Chicago, at WMAQ-TV, Channel 5 in Chicago. And so this is Pico Sonics, your host of Vanishing Hotland Stories. Once this podcast is completed, I will post it on wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. Also, it will be posted on my YouTube channel, Vanishing Hotland Stories, and also on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter, and Reddit and Mastodon. You can check it out. Okay, so, it's exhausting, but I had a good time. So here's, so long, everybody. Everyone have a great day. Bye-bye from me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.